Authorities first thought they had a murder on their hands. But now, state officials are contacting Native American groups with ties to Frio County to determine how to handle centuries-old remains found under a bridge. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick explains.
Texas Department of Transportation spokesman Aaron Rosenberg says a bridge inspector discovered the remains in July.
He saw what seemed to be protruding human bones from underneath the bridge. And this set off this whole episode. Initially, it was thought to be, a cold case of some sorts, so obviously law enforcement got involved. We got the Frio County Sheriff's Office.
Rosenberg says a team of experts from TxDOT quickly determined the bones were closer to 1,000 years old.
We have a 10-person archaeology team with the Texas Department of Transportation. A lot of people don't know that. But this has been very rare for them because they're usually on the other end of things. They usually come in the beginning, pre-construction, to determine that everything's good to go. There's no remains there to halt construction. So this was why it's so different, because the bridge was already constructed, everything was done. So they're not used to coming in at the later stages of things, like right now.
Assisting TxDOT with the investigation is Texas State's Anthropology Center, known for its body farm that uses donated cadavers to study human decay both in nature and in settings that resemble crime scenes. Center Director Dr. Daniel Westcott says the remains appear to be that of a man who was buried at the location after his death. Westcott says he was found resting on his back, partially on his left side and knees up, a common burial position. What is known as an Edwards projectile point from a spear or arrow was found next to his body. Westcott says the remains have only been examined visually, so a number of questions remain. He says the shallow grave does not appear to be part of a larger Indian burial ground. He says the bones will not be disturbed for further research without permission from Native American groups. Depending on their wishes, he says it's possible nothing further will be done with the remains and they will be allowed to rest where they are. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.